Welcome, Deep Divers. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the really fascinating world of brain connectivity, specifically how it impacts attention.
Yeah, we're looking at a study by Brown, Panos, and Paul from 2020. It's all about attention, impulsivity, and vigilance in a genesis of the corpus callosum.
Right. So our mission today is to try and understand how missing a major brain structure, this corpus callosum, affects things like focus, maybe inhibition, and sustained attention.
And a genesis of the corpus callosum, or AGCC, it's basically a condition you're born with. The corpus callosum, which is like the main highway connecting the two halves of your brain, well, it either doesn't form at all or only partly forms.
Okay. And how common is that?
It's around one in every 4,000 live births, give or take. What's key for this study, though, is they focused on primary AGCC.
Meaning
these individuals often have, you know, normal intelligence. So it gives us this unique chance to see how the brain works, how it compensates, especially because earlier research was pretty inconsistent on AGCC and attention.
That makes sense. So this study is trying to clear some of that up. How exactly did they investigate it? What was the method?
They use a test called the Connors Continuous Performance Test 2. You might see it called the CPT-2.
Yeah, I've heard of that one. It's pretty standard.
It is. It's a computer test. It measures sustained attention. Can you stay focused?
Mm-hmm.
And inhibitory control, which is basically impulsivity, and also vigilance.
Okay. And who took the test?
They had 18 participants, older adolescents and adults, all with complete AGCC. And again, that key factor of normal intelligence.
And what did the test involve? Like, what did they actually do?
Simple enough on the surface. You watch letters flash on the screen and you hit the space bar for every single letter except the letter X.
Right. So you constantly have to pay attention, but also hold back when you see that X. Demands focus and control.
Exactly. Continuous focus and inhibition.
So what was the big picture finding? Did the AGCC group generally struggle with attention?
Well, that's what's interesting. Overall, the group didn't show significant problems with general inattention or impulsivity or vigilance when you just looked at the broad strokes.
Okay, so no major red flags across the board. But you mentioned nuance earlier. Sounds like the details tell a different story.
Precisely. When they started looking at the specific subscales of the test, a more complex picture emerged.
All right, let's get into that. What specifically did they find?
They found significantly more errors of commission. That means hitting the space bar when they shouldn't have, like for the X.
Ah, okay. Responding to the non-target.
Yes. And they also found impaired detectability, basically having a harder time telling the target letters apart from the non-target X.
So taken together, that points towards issues with what? Response inhibition.
Exactly that. A specific type of impulsivity, trouble stopping an incorrect response.
Okay, that's a really key distinction, not just general impulsivity. And I remember from the outline, it got even more specific than that, didn't it? It wasn't everyone in the group.
You got it. These particular difficulties, the response inhibition and detectability issues, they were really noticeable in the older adolescents.
How old are we talking?
Ages 16 to 20 in this study.
Yeah.
But interestingly, not so much in the adults with AGCC in the group.
Wow. Okay. So a real age difference there. What does that suggest? Why would adolescents struggle more than adults with the same condition?
That's the big question, isn't it? The study proposes that it might be down to brain maturation. Other brain areas, especially the frontal systems.
The ones involved in planning and self-control.
Exactly those. Those systems continue developing into adulthood. The idea is that maybe these maturing frontal networks help compensate for those milder response inhibition problems as people with AGCC get older.
So the brain finds workarounds. That's pretty amazing, really. Shows how adaptable it can be.
It really is. A testament to plasticity and the brain's ability to reorganize itself.
Okay, so we have this age factor. Any other interesting patterns pop out? You mentioned demographics earlier.
Yeah.
What about sex differences?
Yes, that was another quite striking finding. Male individuals in the AGCC group showed significant problems with vigilance.
And vigilance is keeping performance steady over time.
That's right. Sustaining consistent focus and accuracy throughout the whole test. The males struggled with that. But the female individuals with AGCC, they didn't show that deficit.
Oh, interesting. So the females performed okay on vigilance?
Actually, they performed quite well. Well enough that they sort of balanced out the group average overall. If you just look at the whole group, the vigilance issue wasn't as obvious because the females were doing fine.
Huh. And does that pattern connect with anything else we know?
It does resonate a bit with broader findings. Think about ADHD diagnoses, for example. Males tend to be diagnosed more often, though the reasons are complex. This finding adds another piece to that puzzle, at least within the AGCC population.
So bringing this all together, what does this mean practically? For individuals with AGCC, especially those adolescents showing impulsivity issues or males with vigilance difficulties?
Well, I think the implications are pretty important, particularly for school settings or, you know, any kind of intervention program.
How so?
Because recognizing these specific challenges, that impulsivity might be more of an issue for teenagers and vigilance for males, means we can tailor support much better instead of a one-size-fits-all approach to attention problems.
You can target the actual difficulty.
Precisely. You can provide strategies specifically for response inhibition for an adolescent or techniques to help maintain focus over time for a male student. It allows for much more effective personalized help.
That makes a lot of sense. So this deep dive really shows that AGCC isn't about having across-the-board attention deficits. It's much more specific. Challenges in response inhibition and vigilance seem key, and they vary with age and sex.
Absolutely. It underscores just how complex brain function is and how remarkable the brain's capacity for compensation can be. And maybe for you, the listener, it raises a question to think about. How might our growing understanding of things like brain development, plasticity, and these kinds of unique brain structures, how might that keep changing the way we support people with all sorts of different neurological profiles?
That's a great point. It's an evolving picture.
Definitely. And the researchers themselves know there's more to learn. They recommended looking at these things in younger kids and using even more complex, real-world type tasks in future studies. So the story isn't over yet.